Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Just kidding.
Hello.
Hi.
We were just having a little karaoke moment to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yep.
Not like you needed to know, but that's what we were doing.
Fun fact. Mm-hmm. My dad's two favorite bands are Earth, Wind, and Fire and Kool & the Gang. Which I don't know why I find that so funny.
Him and my mom would get along so well because those are my mom's favorites. Like she oh my gosh. If I could just paint a picture for you. Every single Saturday, fun fact, at the McDonald household, we would have Saturday morning cleanup and we would clean the whole house and it was just part of our routine. It's what we would do. And my parents would blast oldies. Like
that's
and
adorable.
It would be like some jazz music because they both love jazz, and then it'd be like Kool & the Gang and just all these old songs to the and so I know them so well.
Oh, same girl.
like they're my favorites now too, just because that's what happened. Every single Saturday we would just blast the oldies and clean the whole house.
So good. I have fun facts for you.
You have a fun fact for me,
girl? Yeah, I do. Okay, so this is just a fun fact. Canadians say sorry so much that a law was passed in 2009 declaring that an apology can't be used as evidence of admission to guilt. Sorry about it. Sorry. Was that good?
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're the nice country.
They are the nice ones.
That's what everyone, they're the nice people.
Another that fun makes fact.
Sense. Yes.
Calling shotgun, you know, like when you get in a car.
Yeah.
When riding in a car comes from the term shotgun messenger, which was used to refer to the guard who sat next to the stagecoach driver. The guards would use a shotgun to keep Rogers and criminals away. It made its way into society due to Hollywood's love of Western flicks.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
That makes so much sense. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So when you say shotgun meant you were going to like kill someone,
it's
probably.
It's like, I'm going to protect you.
Oh.
From all the robbers.
Which, you know what? It's kind of like, that kind of is true. Because like as the passenger, when you do take the first seat, like the shotgun seat, you are like without a doubt taking on the role of maps.
Navigator.
You navigate the whole
DJ.
Thing. You're feeding the driver snacks. If they want keeping gum, you give them gum. If they need to blow their nose, you find that tissue or that napkin in the glove box.
I thought you were going to say
they
blow it.
They need water. You go get, you like hand them their water. You do everything for the driver. And it is this, it's this thing that we don't talk about, but it's a thing.
It's
expected.
Well, I'll be your shotgun driver.
Oh my God. We just had a moment.
I love you.
I love you too.
Pounding my chest.
Hello guys and welcome back to Unsolicited Advice with Ashley and Taryn. I don't know why I can't say unsolicited advice. I can't say the T.
Unsolicited?
I always say unsolicited advice and it like blurs together.
Advice.
Unsolicited. Like I'm like unsolicited.
Unsolicited
Instead
advice.
Of saying unsolicited. How many times can I say?
We need to stop because now I don't know what's
unsolicited.
Right. Do you ever do that? There's sometimes I go to introduce myself and I'm like, my name's Taryn, and it sounds weird coming out of my mouth, and it's my own name.
Yeah, I think that happens. That happens sometimes.
Don't you? Don't patronize me.
It doesn't really happen like with my name, but it'll happen a lot when I'm like texting or writing. I'll look at a word or I'll say a word and
words
I'll be like,
get
that's
weird.
Not right. That's not right. And it's totally right.
I was a preschool teacher back in the day, and I was teaching about yellow, and I wrote the word yellow on the board, and then I just like stared at it, and I was like, that's not right. I'm teaching these kids wrong.
See, that's so interesting to me. So I've never been a teacher before in my life. So I only know the student perspective. And in my head, back in the day, like in preschool and elementary school, teachers were perfect. So to hear like, so first of all, now being the age of like most, where like most people become teachers, is just weird to me that I'm even that age. But like hearing you talk about like, they're people too. Like I 100% believe they lived at school.
Oh, totally.
Like they, if I saw them out and about, I was like, what do you do? What do you do? Are you allowed to leave? Like,
no, I remember like because I became a preschool teacher, I was literally like maybe 2 years out of high school.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Because like you.
So soon.
Being a preschool teacher, you only need a certain amount of units. And so I just like loaded up on child development units like my first year so that I was able to teach while I still was going to school.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. But it was really hard because it's like a full day. And when you work with kids, you're exhausted. Exhausted. But I remember like there was one time I ran into one of my students and I had 2-year-olds. I always wanted the younger age because it's all about like social emotional development versus like actually trying to like educate them. I was more like, are you mad? Let's talk about our feelings. But I remember
Which
I saw
is
him.
So funny. I feel like that's perfect for you.
Oh, it's
You're
perfect
so
for
good.
Me.
Like you do that now, you know, like that's great.
And everything was like I had like a pointer and his name was Mr. Pointer.
You had a pointer.
I had a pointer, the little hand. And I would literally, I'd be like, okay, guys, should we get Mr. Pointer out? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, okay, everyone say, come out, Mr. Pointer. Gosh. And I would bring him out and he would go and high five every kid. Like my 2-year-olds were so well behaved because I was so like,
in it.
Yeah.
You were like, in it.
Very imaginative and
Can I just say the pointers in class? Like I remember all I wanted in life was a pointer. All I wanted in life was to go up there and her be like, Ashley,
point two.
Yeah. And if she ever, like the teacher ever handed me the pointer,
so
I would
power.
Just feel so powerful.
Do you want it tingling. I have a pointer. Pounter?
A pounter?
I have a pointer, so would you like it?
I honestly might borrow it sometime just because like there was something about it that I just all I wanted to do was hold it and like use it on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
I wanted to point to things on the whiteboard with the pointer.
Totally.
Not my hand, not a marker, the pointer.
Totally.
And that's all I wanted to do. And it's so weird.
It's
something
so
weird about it.
I used to love there. Well, there's something about like when you're younger, you want to be older.
Yeah.
Like you want to be like your mom. You want to be like your teacher.
Adults.
And so like I used to love like when we'd have free play, there were certain things that I always said as a teacher. Like I totally believed like you should never call a kid bad or say that they're bad. So I would say like, oh, how sad. That was not a great choice, was it? Like I would use words like that. And so there'd be times like at free play, I'd look over and there'd be like this little 2-year-old is like, sit down, telling the kids and being like, how sad. And I would just be like, what? Like,
you're so good. Like if I was a teacher, I would not be a good teacher. How sad would not come out of my mouth. Oh. Like I would get fired.
I would literally
do a terrible job. I just get overwhelmed with too many little kids running around.
Yeah.
I would just lose it. I don't think I could
do it. I love interacting with kids. Well, okay, fun. For all of you who don't know, I had a YouTube channel for like a hot minute.
A hot second.
Hot second. And one of my videos was dating advice according to a 4-year-old. And it's where I sat with, she actually was one of my students when she was 2. But then she went to a different school and I still like kept in contact with her mom. And so I asked her mom, I was like, hey, is there any way I can do a video with Chloe? And she was like, yeah, I would love it. So she came over to my apartment and it was so funny. It took so long because we went to start filming and she was like, I don't want to. And I was like, oh, crap. So, like, we had to, like, play a game. We had to, like, do all these things until, like, I got her to, like, get excited to do it. But if you guys, maybe I'll put, I mean, because it's still up there, right?
Yeah.
YouTube videos just stay up. You haven't taken it down. Yeah. So, maybe I'll put a link to it. But it's really funny. And it's just. You definitely should,
because I remember thinking it was the funniest
thing. It's just
an
example of, like, how I talk to her. Like, that's how I am with kids. Like, I talk to them like they're adults because they're just so fascinating.
Did you ever have the card system?
Oh, like behavior thing?
Like the green, yellow, red card system?
No, because they were too young, but a lot of like the older classes did that. Oh yeah, yeah. When I was in elementary school, yeah. I remember it.
Did you ever have red cards?
Probably.
I don't know if you guys ever had the card system, but I think I got on red once and it was like the death of me.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was always on green, and if I got a yellow, I was done for the day. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, tapped out, like can't do anything else. Like, can't I'm function. Perfect. I gotta sit here perfectly. I was very much like I had to stay in green. And I remember like getting to red, and it was a complete accident. It wasn't even like my fault. It was the person next to me.
Of course it was.
But whatever. But like I just remember like seeing the red card and just like I was melting. Ruined. I was everything inside of me like squirmed, and I was distraught is the only word I can think of. And it was something so stupid, but those work.
Yeah. Well, my problem was I couldn't keep my mouth shut. Surprise. So like I literally, my name was always up on a board, or I was always getting warned, and I'd always just be like I feel like I legit tried.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I can't help it. Like, I just wanted to talk to everyone and like, wanted to, like, know what was going on. And, like, why are you doing that? And what are you doing? And
it makes so much sense now, like, knowing our personalities and stuff. But that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
Hopefully they remember. Hopefully you guys remember the card system. They're like, what are you even talking about?
Well, you know, junior high was probably where I tried the most. But that's because my dad was my principal.
Junior high, it's that age, though.
But my dad was the principal.
Your dad was the...
So anytime, like, if I got a detention, it wasn't one of those where, like, your parents just don't know about it. Like, my dad would, like, at dinner talk to me about it.
Yeah.
Or, like, one time I got called in the principal's office, and I'm, like, sitting in there looking at, like, my baby photos on the wall, and I was like, this is so weird. And he was like, we'll talk about this when we get home. And I was like, actually, Dad, I would prefer if we will talk about it when we get home. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared.
I having your dad as a principal, that's a big.
No boys would talk to me. I'm sure. No friends would spend the night.
Yeah,
it was rough.
Oh my God, I would be scared too.
At the same time.
But like, I would be scared going to a friend's house whose dad was the principal.
Yeah.
Or mom was the principal or whatever.
Luckily, like my group of friends, and I'm still super close. I actually was in one of their weddings like not that long ago. But my group of friends, like we were close since like preschool, kindergarten.
Yeah.
So they were familiar enough with him that like they would, but like new friends, like no. Can you please stop yawning while I'm talking?
I don't know what's going on. I've had so much coffee today. I don't know how I'm yawning. I was trying to block it so you wouldn't see, but obviously you
saw. I'm literally staring right at you.
I'm so sorry.
Now that we have a YouTube channel.
Oh, we do.
It's not just me that sees
these
things.
That was a great transition to promote the fact that we have a YouTube channel now.
Well, I mean, we've had it for a while, but I think we just forget to like mention it.
We're working on
being, you know,
more on top of things.
On top of things.
That's and so we have a YouTube channel. If you didn't know, go check us out. We will be sharing not only live episodes that have been recorded, so you guys can like see ours.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe some fun videos here and there. You don't know.
Oh.
We don't know.
We'll see.
The possibilities are endless with the YouTube channel. Did I say that weird?
I don't know.
I can't tell if I heard it weird or if I said it weird.
This is one of those days where I'm like, I'm not sure how long have we been talking.
Like, when did we get here?
What are we doing? Why are there mics in front of us?
I don't know. They should have never given them to us in the first place.
No. You know what was funny? Okay.
No, you go. Okay. You go.
It was funny because I went somewhere the other day. And my mom was like, it was like old family friends, and they were like, what are you up to? And I was like explaining things in my life. And then we were done talking, and my mom was like, why didn't you talk about your podcast? And I still in my mind, I'm like, I think it's so crazy that like we are podcasters.
Yeah.
And I think it's so fun to me. I still don't think of myself as that
either.
Like, it doesn't feel like it's like work because it's just so much fun and like I love it.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, no, like we're like legit podcasters.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Put it on my tombstone. I don't know why I just said that. I honestly don't know why I just said that.
Why not resume?
I honestly.
Why do? It just got so weird and morbid all of a sudden.
It felt like as I was saying, I was like, put it on my no. I swear. Like I felt it like right away. I was like, why?
Like as she was talking, like I saw her eyes just kind of like watch.
I started staring at the wall. Future
just going like, why did
I say that? Why would I say that?
So many other things you could have said.
Anyway.
Well, we. How was your week this past week? What'd you do? Fun things? Exciting things?
Well, should we talk about it?
I feel like we I mean, they're going to find out eventually.
That's true. I mean, if you guys actually care about us and like follow our...
If you pay attention at all.
You follow our kidding. Actual socials. We love you.
Don't take that wrong.
I know. I'm just kidding. You should know everything about us. This summer... super fun. I actually am like pretty much living with this girl.
Yeah, it's true.
It's
and
true.
Guys, like you, it sounds like not a big deal, but I have only lived in my parents' house. And for the last 5 years, I've only lived with my sister.
Yeah.
Like when we moved out, it was just the two of us. We've never had a roommate before.
Yeah.
And this is something that like we thought about for a long time. Like me and Alicia have sat down and talked about you like having you move in for like years.
Yeah.
But like we've never like been in like the right spot, like mentally, work-wise, emotionally. Like it just things would come up and it just never happened. And I think it was meant to be because this feels so right timing-wise.
It does. And like it's funny because this summer, like I feel like, you know, like it opened, I feel like a lot more time opened up for me.
Yeah.
To be able to like hang out and like work with you guys. And then also like my roommates were like traveling a lot this summer.
Yeah.
So like I would have been home by myself anyways. And so it's just been this like really fun. I don't know. It's been so fun.
It's been so
great. We're calling it Reset Summer.
We're calling it Reset Summer. We are basically having Taryn move in for like the summer.
Yeah.
And, for backstory, if you guys don't know this, like Taryn helps me and my sister out a lot with video editing. Mm-hmm. She's a little video editor whiz, and she's been helping us film and edit videos for such a long time. So the fact that I don't have to WeTransfer her footage is just like mind blowing.
Yeah,
I can literally walk down the hallway and hand her the SD card.
Yeah.
And be like, boom, there it is.
Here's my video. Just
it makes life so much easier with you actually being there. Yeah. So like whether this like turns into a more permanent thing or if this just ends up being like for the summer and then she's done, like I love where we're at right now.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And like it's just like it's such a cool, fun experience for us as friends and then like just as coworkers too.
Yeah. The other night I like texted her and I was like, this means I love you, .. And then I just knocked weird on the wall. And she was like, I could just hear her laughing like down the hallway. It's just like, it's been
fun. It was so funny. I know a lot of people have asked me and Alicia how like we handle living together, being sisters, being coworkers, being friends. All of those things. And I feel like a lot of people are going to ask the same thing about like me and you now because
that's true.
Now not only do we work together on my channel, but we work together and we have a podcast together. Yeah. And then now you're a roommate. And then you're like my best friend. So like all these things, you know, are like getting woven into each other. And I think that's kind of what I mean when I say like mentally and physically and like spiritually and like our friendship and like everything right now just feels so good because I feel like I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
Alicia's in a good place. You're in a good place. Yeah. Work is doing good. Like things are just good right now.
Totally.
And so it feels like a good time to just kind of like try something new and, and just do something because why not? Because why the hell not is my answer.
Girl, I'll never get sick of you. If you get sick of me, just let me know. It's fine.
I mean, I'll just, you know.
I'll go lock myself in the room.
I was like, I am like the type that does need space from like here and there. Like here and there,
so
you know?
Am I, so it's perfect.
I was like, so hey, like, if I am like in my room and I lock the door, like, I'll just sit outside. And music's blaring. It's fine. I'm probably just like, I probably just need a minute.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean anything against you. Alicia's learned this in the past that if I need a moment, then I just go to my room and I shut the door. And I'll open the window and I'll just sit there and I'll listen to a song. Like, I've done yoga before. Mm-hmm. I've read a chapter of something. I've even just like mindlessly scrolled on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel so much
Dragons
better. I know you
for
do.
For hours. It's so embarrassing.
Does anyone else play this game? Because
I don't even know Taryn how I found
is
it.
Obsessed with it. I've
All
never heard of it before.
All my dragons are level 4.
Watch out.
Which there's a lot more levels, which is very infuriating. And I'm not gonna lie, it gives you the option of buying gems.
You bought some?
Dude, I think I've spent like a lot of money.
Oh my god, I can't buy gems with you. This is
it's
ridiculous.
Horrible. It's so embarrassing. I'm
such
a nerd.
Weird game.
I'm such a nerd.
Random game to be like obsessed with. If there's any more people out there listening right now that play that game also.
Merge Dragons.
Please let Taryn know, because I feel like you'd make her day letting her know that she's not alone.
I think I'm a nerd.
No.
But like maybe. A cool
nerd. A little bit. I'm a cool nerd.
Oh my
gosh.
Anyways, we've already been talking a lot without, you know, doing anything.
Yeah.
So I'll go first because my story is short.
Our story is
shorter.
It's happening.
It's titled "I Have a Crush on My Best Friend's Brother." Dun, dun,
Get
dun.
Out of here! Oh, I'm so excited.
And you
for
know
this.
Why I picked this one?
Of course, I know. I'm pumped. There's so many reasons why
Y'all
we need to be talking about this. Taryn's story.
Yeah. Dun, so dun, let's take a break, and then we'll come back.
1, 2, 3. Break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I'm back. We're back.
You're not back.
I'm back. Get out of here. Just making this a whole competitive thing. I'm like, no, you're not. I knock your mic over.
Yeah. If that's your own
I would never.
These are probably more
I
than
might.
Like...
I'm so actually. I feel like you might. You would
knock a mic over.
No,
oh heck
kidding.
Yeah!
Yeah.
There. Did I say I'm having deja vu? Ooh, want to know something cool?
Huh?
Someone told me deja vu is a moment where you like basically realize that you're in the exact place you were meant to be.
Ooh,
isn't that cool?
Kind of like Matrix.
Yeah. So it's like a reminder that like, dang, in my life right now, like this is exactly like where I'm supposed to be.
Really though.
I love it.
I love the idea of that, but I've had multiple like deja vus with like weird dreams and I've just been like, why?
Well, I feel like dreams like mysterious, but like there'll be something where I'm like, oh, I feel like I just told you this story and I have deja vu and then I'm like, how cool, like I'm supposed to be in this moment.
I don't know why. When people say they have deja vu a lot with like life stuff, I feel like mine are always related to dreams. Like I dreamed about this, or I dreamed something like this, or I felt like I saw that person in a dream. It's always dream related. It's never like life related.
Usually mine are, I feel like I already told you this.
Yeah.
Because I talk a lot. Yeah. So.
You do say that a lot. Yeah.
I always call it out because I think it's such a crazy feeling.
I just learned that this is a not related in any way, but that CC cream stands for color correction.
What?
You said you just learned what deja vu meant, or that meaning.
And you learned what an abbreviation of a cosmetic
is? I had no idea.
Girl,
I had no idea. I needed to Google it, and I finally figured it out.
What's
and I was
BB
like,
cream?
Why is BB? What? I don't know. Damn it. Do I need to Google it now? There's BB cream and there's CC cream. And fun fact,
BBCC.
CC stands for color corrective.
Yeah, that's good and, to know.
And there you go. Should it's we get on know. With your story?
Yeah,
now?
Dear goodness.
I don't know where I'm going. Okay. Yeah.
Why was I saying I had deja vu? Because I was going to tell you something. What were you talking about?
I don't know. Oh, no. Her face right now.
I'm upset.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
It'll come back.
Hopefully. It's bothering me. I'm having a hard time recovering.
Oh, no.
What were we talking
about?
Should I
stall? Should I stall while you think about
Mark,
it?
Play it back.
Just kidding. Mark's like, no.
He's like, get out. Freak. Okay, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay, so my story is about having a crush on a best friend's brother.
Pumped.
Have
for
you?
This. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know. Yeah, you
yeah.
have. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have.
I had two, like, serious ones.
I think I have two, too.
Two?
Two also.
Cool.
Maybe. I feel like I really need to, like, sit down and think about this, and yeah. I can't right now, but two to three is what I'm going to answer.
I feel like I never knew your brother well enough to, like, have a crush, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you only met him once. So. Yeah. Yeah.
But when we met,
magic.
He's a great guy.
Magic.
Pure magic. Just
he's
kidding.
A good
he's
time.
Like married. I'm not,
he's
not trying to go
before.
The
yeah. But yeah, he's super fun. He's a good time. I don't even know if he fun. Listens to this, but Matt, if you listen to
oh
it,
my gosh,
shout
this
out.
Is a test. This is a test.
Matthew, if you are listening to this
if
right
she
now,
doesn't get a text, you don't get a Christmas present.
I didn't know there were stakes involved. This is fantastic.
It.
Okay. That's what's going to happen. Yep. Matthew,
you're called out.
And we continue with this.
Did you? I like
she
gavel.
Literally took her Harry Potter pen, which, guys, she brings it to every recording.
It's because it's always in my purse.
And she literally
and
just dropped it like a hammer
something.
And was like, boom. Okay. Anyways.
Because I came prepared with a folder and everything because I'm
having a crush.
Professional.
Brother.
Okay. Yes. Continue.
Sisters, friends.
I had
best friend's brother. Got it.
Best friend's brother.
Yeah.
That's like, did you ever watch Victorious? Is that Nickelodeon show? Nickelodeon?
I don't know.
Well, she like sang and she had a song called Best Friend's Brother. A BFB. Best Friend's Brother.
No.
I would sing it for you, but obviously great. There's no context. Okay. I'll tell my story after this, but
great.
This is from Hannah. Hello,
Hello
Hannah.
Hannah.
She says, my name is Hannah.
Yes. Been there, we know.
Okay. My name is Hannah, and I have a crush on my best friend's brother. It all started when I was at my friend's house, and her brother came downstairs to the kitchen to grab a snack. And all of a sudden, I started to get nervous.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know why I was nervous.
Uh-huh.
I just was.
Yep.
Those
classic.
Are, those
classic.
Are interesting crushes. The ones that, like,
sneak up on you?
Yeah, like you're like, why do I feel like I can't talk right now? Like,
yeah.
Why am I nervous? Like, but in your mind, it's like you haven't thought of them in that context.
Yeah.
But like your body's like, girl, 100%, you want it.
That's exactly what it is. Because they are your friend's brother, you've never put them in that category mm-hmm. before. And then all of a sudden that you just start acting really stupid around them and you can't figure out why. And then you find out later you have a crush on them.
Or maybe like you're at that age where like they were like all scrawny and dumb. And then now they're like...
Oof.
They're getting them biceps.
Yeah. They come back from summer.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden
football
you're just
camp
like,
and you're
that?
Like, hi.
Who that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not speaking.
That's how
from
it works.
Experience.
Oh, so much experience on my side.
Right when he left the kitchen and went back upstairs, I was calm again. She's so cute. It's like she's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Ever since then, every time he was around me or we were in the same room, I would get nervous. So I knew I was starting to like him. After I found out that I liked him, I kept on trying to convince myself why I shouldn't like him, but I still like him. I haven't told anyone or done anything. I have no clue what to do. I still can't believe I have a crush on my best friend's brother. I have no idea how my friend would react if I told her that I have feelings for her brother. I mean, I don't even know how I would react if my breast... Dang it, I said breast. Breast Esslinger. Inside joke. If you don't know what we're talking about, you should catch up on our episode.
I mean, I'm sure they can figure it out. You've said your brother's name is Brett multiple times, so I feel like they can put that
together.
No,
you literally just gave it away.
But they can figure that out.
Fine.
I want them to laugh with us, too.
I just want them to listen to all of our episodes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even know how I would react if my best friend had a crush on my brother. So what should I do? Sincerely, Hannah. P.S. I just want to say that I love you guys so much, and I've been listening to your podcast from the beginning, and it's one of my favorites. We got a day one.
Isn't Breast Friends in a TV show somewhere where they make t-shirts or something?
I don't
know. Like a feminism movement, and they have t-shirts that say Breast Friends.
I mean, it sounds very likely, but I don't know.
It's going to bother me. Guys, I know there's something out there like that, and I'm blanking. I say something and I realize I have to prove it.
I was going to say.
I'm going to think about that. But yeah, I know there's a show out there or a movie. Anyways, I digress.
Interesting.
This situation, however, been there before. Close.
Not okay.
Kind of similar.
Okay.
But I've 100% been there. I remember spending the night at a friend's house. I think I was in fourth grade.
Ish.
And having the time of my life, best time ever. And her brother and his friend walked in, who I know very well. It's not I've never seen him before. And I just felt weird.
Yeah.
Literally just felt weird and was like, what the hell's that?
What's that? Yeah.
And it's you don't, because especially at that age, you don't really know necessarily when you like someone or not. So it was just this weird, weird thing. And I remember thinking it was weird.
Yeah.
The whole situation just felt weird. And that's the word I want to use, because it wasn't oh my God, he's so hot. It wasn't like that. Yeah. I was just crushing without realizing that I was crushing. It was just weird.
Oh, totally.
That's weird.
Yeah. Girl, first of all.
So normal. You're not alone.
I'm going to get into my story because it was magical.
Oh my God, can we? Yeah.
But I just want to say, I think always, you can't help who you like.
You can't. That's the truth.
There are many situations where a friend could be like, absolutely not. But there's also a lot of situations where that has become a thing.
And I think it's really cool when that works out.
Yeah. If it does go forward, there's a lot of boundaries you're going to have to set of, every time you go to the house that you're also saying hi to your friend and you're creating time for her too. But I think before anything, if this is your best friend, you need to talk to her.
Yeah.
Out if it's something actually yes, I want to pursue this.
Yes. You need to find out for sure how serious you are. How much do you is it literally just a crush, or do you actually see potential there? And if you want to pursue that and you feel feelings for him,
reciprocating
feelings for you. That's when you got to talk to your friend.
If you have a crush on him, but he does not even acknowledge your existence, then maybe you can kind of wait it out.
Definitely confirm that first before you go and break it to your friend who could or could not be on board.
I would definitely talk to her.
Dude, yeah.
And then see what happens.
Yeah. That's exciting though.
It kind of is
exciting. That's such a fun, I love that. That's great.
Can I just vent?
Yeah, please.
That's what we're here for. I love having crushes. I have crushes on everyone.
Oh, but I wasn't expecting that.
I haven't had a crush on someone in such a long time.
Dude.
That hasn't been famous.
celebrity status out. That's not an option.
You know, I've had a couple of like encounters with some people in the DMs, but
no, I feel you.
Here's my thing. You know, I've realized like you can be super famous, you can be super hot. If you don't like intrigue my mind, then like I'm not into it.
But isn't that the I feel like everyone has that same experience where they're you do go initially for like looks and stuff.
Yeah.
But if they're like if you're sitting there trying to have a conversation and they're just blank, missing out on every little bit, they're not like playing back and forth with you.
Yes.
Then it's like you can't, there's no way you would do well with them. Like it's not gonna work.
No,
it's
there's not,
and
like,
it's boring as hell. Like come on, like I need someone hard. To like I need to play back and forth.
For
you know?
Me, it's like I'm a very like playful person. Like I like to like jive and like talk crap and like whatever.
Of course, yeah.
But then I want it to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So like there's been times where it's like these gorgeous.
Yeah.
Specimens and I'm like specimens. We're like jiving whatever and then it's like oh like what do you do and then it's like these like dumb answers or there's not a return of like what do you do or like tell me more like the conversation doesn't
the
go anywhere
of online dating I feel like
I wouldn't call
DMing is still online if you haven't actually like met with them
but I wouldn't say we're dating I would say you know what I mean
okay then in the DMs.
Otherwise,
that's the downfall.
I have a lot of boyfriends right now.
No. She's juggling over there. That's JK, the downfall JK. With communicating online.
No,
let me bring it down to that being the situation. Whether it's on Tinder, Bumble, or someone literally just slid into your DMs or freaking like
or
Facebook
you,
messaged you.
Or you slid
or
into theirs.
Or Snapchatted or vice versa. It doesn't matter
hashtag
because
no
the problem is... Hashtag no shame.
I have no shame. I have no.
Oh my God. Someone
whatsoever.
Please make an edit of all the dating apps with Jared in there saying hashtag.
I don't
no,
even do
hashtag
like
no shame.
I don't do dating apps. I literally just respond to people's stories.
I
want to
see the edit.
All the time. I'll just be like, haha, that's funny. Blah blah blah. And I just start talking to people. And every once in a while,
there's so many possible edits coming.
And
right
I get a bite.
I'm so excited for this.
I'm fishing.
Anyways, that's what happens right. with communicating online.
That's true.
The problem is, one, people, for whatever reason, always want to play hard to get online.
Which is so dumb because, like, it's
the dumbest thing you can, like, there's no point. There's zero. Sure, maybe do that in person a little bit, but, like, there's no point online. You're literally just texting back and forth or messaging back and forth. Like there's
or like
no point.
You'll tell someone something and they'll be like, cool. And you're like, I literally, you're not giving me any like.
Yeah, well, I freaking,
where do
I don't even respond to one word answers.
Yeah, no, I know.
And
either.
It's not like an intentional thing, but it kind of has become like a, okay, well, if you're just going to give me a yes or no, why am I going to.
Boy, bye.
Because like you, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's stupid.
I want a conversation. And if you're going to say cool or sweet or, you know. Sick,
bro.
I'm gonna just be like,
sick, nasty.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know what to say now, so I'm not gonna try.
So, any boys listening out there,
or girls,
you guys, any person out there, you gotta pull at their brain strings to get their heart strings.
Yeah, okay. I was curious.
We have gone so far off topic.
Yeah, we need to get.
We
back.
We need to save this for our dating
back.
Guys.
We want to have
blood. I've been fighting for this for so long.
We want to have this.
You're saying go. We. That means you too.
I said yes a long time ago. We just
okay,
haven't like
next time we
put
come
it together in, yet.
I'll organize it.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm so excited right now.
Tell them.
Okay. We want to have a dating episode. No, what?
Not a dating
online
episode.
Dating episode.
Online dating.
I have a
dating
few ideas.
Episode.
I have a few ideas. One is I think it'd be funny for us to read off a couple stories. Mm-hmm. So if you, you know, dating, if you have dating stories, online ones, like funny things or please, like serious, like please, I found the love of my life,
yeah,
send them in. They might not get read in there because my other idea was, I think we should live go through and give advice to the people and
yes,
just say,
please,
read off, because I'm telling you, that is one of the most entertaining things, is scrolling through and seeing how these guys like are trying to sell themselves.
Oh my God.
So I think, I personally feel like I have a calling where I should be a consultant, yeah, for dating app profiles.
No, you should be, because for,
is, I that mean, a thing?
100%. Because, and we're just going to briefly give you like a little bit of a glimpse into what this episode would look like. The amount of spelling errors.
Oh my gosh.
That go down.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, did you not proofread this at all? Like you're
well,
trying
here's
to
the thing.
You're trying to get girls to click you and you can't
in one
spell
sentence.
Burger?
Yeah, like you didn't like read it back.
One,
we need
know?
To save this. This is gold. We're
oh
saving
it. It's so good. You
it's
guys.
Gonna be great. It's probably gonna be my favorite episode.
Yeah.
I'm coming in sweatpants.
For example, another one. I remember one of the people I saw posted himself, the worst selfie I've ever seen, in a doctor's jacket.
I'm so excited.
And it was so funny because it was such like a professional photo, and it was so clearly him saying, hey, I'm a doctor, give me a chance, you know, kind
yeah,
of situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out he was like a dentist, which is fine. Oh, which is fine.
That's still, yeah.
But the like
the way he was presenting himself.
It was, he was like from Grey's Anatomy in his
yeah,
photo.
Yeah, yeah.
And it
there's
was
some
very,
hot dentists
it was,
out there.
No, I'm not putting down dentists. Dentists, I love you guys. That's not what I'm trying to say. But like
how he
like portrayed himself in his first photo. When, and then I continued reading. I was
yeah.
like,
oh,
honey.
Oh, yeah, that's oh, not. You misled.
Oh, yeah. You really wanted to put, like, yeah. make it clear that you're a doctor.
Yeah, that's so funny.
No thanks. Like,
yeah,
exit
yeah, yeah.
out. Anyways.
It's great.
We're
I'm
very
gonna save-
excited for our dating app episode.
Oh my gosh, it's finally going to happen.
Whether you have situations from Tinder, Bumble,
yeah.
Raya,
Hinge,
all of
them.
That's
the only one I know
you
anything
just,
about.
You please write them down. We need them now. Like,
yeah,
we need them
like
now. So please send them to us.
If you want
to hear
on this
them.
Episode, you better act fast.
And here's the thing, like, I know that you guys have these stories, so please share
oh,
them
I
with
have
us.
A story.
The majority of the emails we get are all dating related.
Yeah.
So I think it's great that we're doing an episode focused on this. And I guarantee you there's someone out there who has had, if not the exact situation, like a very similar situation.
Yeah.
That has happened to you, has happened to them. And I think
totally.
We all just need to get together and laugh about it because they're funny. Like it's so
oh, it's
funny.
It's going to be a hilarious episode. I'm super
it's great.
Excited.
I'm pumped for
okay,
it.
Okay. I am so sorry, Hannah.
Hannah, can we get back
Hannah.
To Hannah? Shoot.
We love
Hannah
you.
Girl.
I'm so sorry. All this to say, you got to talk to your best friend,
mm-hmm.
But I would sort your feelings out first. Because once you say it, you can't take it back.
Yeah, because this sounds like a first experience.
She's feeling it.
That
yeah.
she's starting to feel it. You know, maybe just go hang out a few more times.
Yeah.
And if you continue to feel it, then start, you know, throwing some
yeah.
bait out there and seeing if he's feeling it too.
Yeah.
If he is,
then go for it.
Then yeah, I'm super
Talk
pumped and excited
friends.
For you because this could be fun and exciting. But if not, no worries because better luck
There's
next
other
time.
Fish in the sea.
The answer to every dating situation
oh
we
gosh.
Get, I'm always like, "There's another one coming.
There is
You'll be
there
fine."
Is. That's
you know that's what I'm holding on to because that's all of our hope.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Anywho, so we love you, Hannah.
Love you, Hannah.
Sort your feelings. Talk to your friends.
Excited for you.
You got this. Keep us posted.
Please.
Because we love a good best friend brother story.
Yeah.
I didn't tell mine. Let's take a break and then I'll tell mine super fast.
Yes.
Because I got to
do some
needs, things.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ready, set, go. Bye.
Break.
And we're back.
Back
on track.
Back
to the next story. But we never heard your story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Dating story with Taryn.
This is probably like one of my movie moments in life.
Oh, 100%.
Let me paint you the picture.
Please,
so,
please do.
I had a best friend. And you know what? I feel like so much time has passed and like me and the guy never were like really good friends, so I'm not really fazed like if he ever hears this.
Oh, that's good.
That's
good.
Really freeing.
That's great. Yeah, it's a good feeling.
So me, I was best friends with this girl through kind of like the tail end of high school and like a few years after. Mm-hmm. She had a brother. He was her younger brother because apparently I'm a cougar.
Taryn has
just
a thing
learning
for the younger boys.
I'm really trying to stay away from them though. I need an older man who's gonna like take care of me.
You need an older man. I've been telling her
which
this for a long time.
Honestly, it's terrifying. Anyways, we're not going to get into my issues because this podcast is about your issues.
We're here to talk about your guys' problems, not ours. Okay. I'm sweating. I'm 100% wrong.
So there is her brother. Mm-hmm. I always found him very attractive.
Yeah.
But we started kind of hanging out in the same group. Like, he started hanging out with our friends. So there was a couple of times, like, we would interact, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And it became, like, I was in love with this guy. Yeah. Like, but you know how you are when you're younger. You're like, I will cross the desert for you. I don't know why I always hold
her
up my wand.
Stupid Harry Potter
so
thing
sorry.
Keeps okay. coming up. I'm going to grab it.
Okay, thank
I wanna
you.
I want to hold it.
Oh. Okay. So, anyways, we were at the same house or like party. Are you distracted now? Because
a little bit. I'm gonna put the wand down.
Thanks girl, because you want to get in on this. So we were at this party. It was time to go and he didn't have a ride, so I was like, oh my god,
opportunity.
Yeah, and my friend wasn't there. I hadn't talked to her about it yet because I was like in love with him, but I was like, nothing's gonna happen, you know. So he needed a ride and I was like, okay. So we're driving and we're like, we didn't like know each other, so we were like kind of starting conversation, like whatever. Then I was like, oh shoot, I need gas. And he was like, oh, I'll go with you, like it's not safe at night, so like I'll go with you. And I was like,
sweet,
stop
what
it.
A gentleman.
So we get gas and we're
that's
driving.
All it takes, boys, that like guys, that's
literally
all it takes is just like some like
literally
thoughtfulness.
Yes,
one all and done takes. That's all it takes.
So we're driving and he makes like a couple comments like, oh, I'm still like so awake, like blah blah blah. And then I was like, well, like, should we go somewhere? Because that's my personality. I'm
100%.
Like, let's go adventure, like whatever.
I'm so the I'm same. Like, I feel like if someone says that they're awake / bored, I'm like,
I'm
that,
on it.
Should we do something?
Yeah.
Like, does
especially
that mean,
him. I was like,
mean, oh yeah.
Please, let's stretch this night out any minute longer. So basically I was like, hey, we should go, like, let's just go drive to the beach. And he was like, oh my God, okay. So we drive to the beach.
I love that. Look
we're
at you.
We're listening to music. I was like actually talking to him and not being awkward. We are like walking down to like the water and he comes behind me and like puts his arms like around me, like total like boyfriend girlfriend walk, you know, like where you're like walking together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, like in my head, like I'm like, you know,
yeah.
And it's like cold and I'm like hyperventilating, was so excited. And so then he was like, oh, let's go sit up there, there's like a lifeguard tower. And he like held my hand, and the whole time in my mind I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's going on? And so we go sit up on the like water the lifeguard tower, and it was like dripping. So he was like, oh, scoot over, because like he was like getting wet because it was like dripping on him. And so I scoot, and when I turned to like look at him, he was like right there and he just kissed me.
I love the confidence.
Movie moment.
Oh my gosh.
And it was beautiful. It was just like this really good kiss. And then, like, he kissed me at the car again. And then, like, I dropped him off. And it was so funny because, like, we actually, like, nothing happened. Like, we didn't really talk about it except, like, a few years later we were in a room and he was like, hey. I was like, hey. And I was like, hey, remember that one time we made out? And he started cracking up. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, that was cool. And I, like, high-fived him and walked away. But, like, yeah.
I love that.
It was,
that's
like,
so
a movie
cute
moment. But it was cool because, like, I mean, I think I still like kind of had a crush on him later, but like it also was just, it was like the most perfect moment that I did not care.
It's probably not even like a crush, but just like you'll always have like a little spot for him because of that moment that you shared, you know?
I
know
exactly what you're talking about. He could probably like been like, oh yeah, that one time I like kissed my friend's, my sister's friend.
Yeah.
And like it was nothing, but like to me, I was like, the heavens opened. Seagulls were flying.
It was
flying.
A moment. It was beautiful. Butterflies appeared out of nowhere. Yeah.
So that's my story. So all that to say, Hannah,
you never know.
You
never know what could come from this. Excited for you, Hannah.
I'm so
that
sorry.
I loved it. I've never heard that story before.
Really?
No. And I know, I know, like, I know a lot, but, like, I didn't hear, like, the details of it. Yeah. So it was really cool hearing that.
Cool.
Well, I feel like it's a past time for me to tell my story. But you know, we're gonna get through this. This is my story. She said I could say her name. Her name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
And she titled it "My Dad's Secret Girlfriend."
Oh no.
So this is a little more on the serious side. Yeah. But also like, she's very upfront and like being very open and honest about it, and just genuinely looking for help. So it's
Okay.
It's not too like serious. But
yeah.
Serious note. Okay.
There it is.
As I do.
There
You're welcome. Is. I did that just for you, Taryn.
Thank you.
And I'm sure everyone else out there. It's for you too. Okay. She goes, "Hi, I'm Sophia. You can say my name. Thanks, girl. Really hope you guys read this one because I love your podcast and your friendship." Now, what she put there, like, obviously wasn't part of the letter, but I wanted to read it because she said she loved our friendship.
Aww.
I thought it was super cute.
We love Anyways, it too.
Moving on to my dad's secret girlfriend. So my parents have been divorced for 4 or 5 years, but it felt like maybe a few months for her. My mom moved on super fast and got a boyfriend who she immediately told us about, and I immediately hated him. Mm. I feel like that's understandable.
Yeah.
She continues, "He was the exact opposite of my dad, and I felt like she moved on way too fast. My dad agreed with us and always made us the top of his priority." Always made us his top priority. Yeah. I read that really weird. I'm sorry. "I always assumed he would never find a girlfriend since he still loved my mom. And as he said before, he wanted to keep us his top priority. My mom, on the other hand, hates his guts. Recently, I have seen my dad's phone with glimpses of him getting a Snapchat." Yes, a Snapchat.
Wow.
"He's a middle-aged man, but whatever. Of that one sexy rose bitmoji." You know what I'm talking about? I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like the
single rose?
The single rose, but like the bent one.
Yeah.
She said sexy rose. So I'm assuming it's like the Beauty and the Beast, like bent
Ooh,
rose.
Got it.
You know,
got
that's,
it.
What, that's what I'm picturing. If I'm wrong,
you know,
you know, Sophia, I'm sorry. Or if you guys take it the other way, I don't know. But that's the one I'm picturing.
You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. She continues, "And when I asked, he says he gets those random things all the time."
Now.
And Sophia, being as, you know, clever as she is, goes, "That's not normal." So I borrowed his phone, logged into his Snap, and looked at a few saved messages that they had. And they said stuff like, I want you to want me. And I always want you when I see you, like gross stuff, nasty stuff like that. Also, don't judge me for looking into his phone.
I don't at all.
Sophia, I don't judge you at all for that. She says, "I was curious, but I am a curious but very caring daughter." She continues, "I saw more flirty texts, but when I asked him about them, he would always pass them off as his best friend, Ron." Doubt it. "Then when he accidentally said her name instead of his friend, I caught it. He had to add that she was one of his friends before they became really close best friends." Mm-hmm. "I don't know why he had to give me this whole story of why he accidentally said the girl's name unless they were hiding something. I've been doing more digging, and by now I'm positive that they're secretly dating or at least doing some nasty stuff."
Ew.
She finishes it saying, "I don't really want to tell him because I feel like he will either lie to me, because my mom tells me he's a compulsive liar and he does kind of lie a lot, or he might tell me the truth. Either way, I might never trust him again and it could ruin our relationship. Please help."
Oof.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot.
It's funny because I feel like my advice now, being older, would be way different than like if I was younger. I just had a moment.
That's so funny that you said that. I had a best friend who found out her dad was cheating on her mom.
Uh-huh.
Like, she was the one who found out.
Aww.
And I was her age.
Yeah.
And I 100% was like, "You did the right, like, you did, you know, like, that's what, I supported everything that she did." But, like...
Well, and that's like a little bit different of a situation, because like technically the dad wouldn't be cheating.
Yes, this you're right. This is very different. But
that feeling of like
the same. It's a feeling because you want your parents to be happy, but you also want them to be yours.
Yeah.
You know, and when you see your parents doing stuff like that, I feel like at that age, it feels selfish.
Yeah.
And that's completely understandable. And I want to make sure that I validate those feelings in you, yeah. Sophia, because yeah. you have every right to feel hurt and to feel upset, to not like this girl, and to be selfish and wanting your dad all to yourself. I understand that completely. But I feel like him not telling you right away might actually not be him purposefully lying to you.
Yeah.
But rather, I think what he could be doing is maybe protecting you from meeting someone else until he knows for sure that that person's staying. Does yeah. that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, that was... I feel like it took me a long time to get to what I was trying to say, but like that's what I was trying to say.
No, it makes total sense. And that's what I was thinking too, is like, I know that, you know, after divorce and when bringing a new person into kids' life, like, and I know you're older, but like your parents always see you. I mean, my parents still always see me as like their little girl, even though I'm like,
that's not going to change,
an adult, you know? So, I think that like there's a lot more of it being like, you know, it could be that your dad is like, he's been married and he's just trying to like figure out dating again. And yeah. like he doesn't want to introduce you because he's like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And like, I don't even know how to flirt anymore, you know?
Yeah, which then, honestly is like so sweet of him to, yeah. if that's what he's doing.
If that's the case.
Then that's very sweet of him to not include you in that while he figures it out.
Another thing is, like she was saying that like she hates the guy her mom's with. So her dad could see that and be like, she's been through enough with like her mom introducing a new guy and her being like upset about it. So like, I don't want to add to that.
I could 100% see that. There's a lot of different situations that could be happening here.
Oh, totally.
However, I do, again, I just want to make very clear, I understand how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And that's totally normal.
Well, I think it's the line.
To be feeling that.
That's bothering her, it sounds like.
Yeah. And so what I wanted to say was, if that is the case and it's and if you do want to know the truth and it turns out that he is dating someone, I wouldn't get mad at him for dating someone. But what I would do is I would sit down and just be like, hey, like I want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Like as my dad, I love you. I want you to be happy, but I don't want to be lied to.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be dating someone, like I want you to tell me. I don't want to meet her. I don't even want to see her, but I want to be open and honest with you. And I want you to be honest with me. And I feel like he would actually really appreciate and understand that kind of conversation.
Totally.
Because if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't want to meet her either.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, no.
Yeah. I need
I don't
a moment.
Meet you.
Yeah.
You know,
but even like, even if like, if you're not even feeling necessarily like a resentment towards him being with someone else, but it's purely just the lying thing. Mm-hmm. I think like in any situation, you got to think about like the other person and like, honestly, like he just might not be ready and like, that's okay. So I think even you, maybe even just having that conversation of being like, dad, I really feel like you're dating someone and honestly, like you don't even need to answer. And I understand that this is all new and like, you might not be ready to tell me, but just so you know, like, I want to know, like, I want to be a part of it with you. Like, I want to be able to, like, be there for you and to not feel like we have these secrets. So when you're ready.
Yeah.
Because, like, no matter how old you are, like, when you're experiencing something new, you're always kind of like a little kid. You know what I mean?
I was just going to say, like, if I mean, my parents are happily married. I'm lucky enough to have that. But like if for some reason something were to happen now, I would feel exactly the same way that you're feeling right now. And I wouldn't want, like if I thought they were seeing someone else, I'd be pissed probably. I would be like, are you kidding me? And if they were hiding it from me on top of that,
that
I'd
would be
so hurt.
Hard.
Like I'd be very upset about it. So I fully understand where you're coming from. Just know that I think as a parent, and it's weird because I'm not a parent either, so I think it's weird for us to like have to like put ourselves in their shoes.
Yeah.
They don't ever want to harm us or hurt us in any way in our lives. And I think maybe he's thinking, like Taryn said, like he doesn't want you seeing a bunch of girls coming in and out while he's trying to figure out dating again. You know, he'd rather you meet serious ones.
Yeah.
And see dating like in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So that you know what like dating should look like. You know, exactly. Totally. So I feel like that might be what your dad's doing. Maybe not. I don't know. But like this is just where my head went.
Oh, totally.
So I think you should have a conversation with him. I think that'd be good. Yeah. And I think he'd appreciate it. And it sounds like it'd be great for you guys' relationship, period.
Because it's starting to frustrate. If she's getting to the point where she's wanting to snoop through his phone, like, it's bothering her.
Yeah, it's definitely bothering you.
So, yeah, I think, you know, I don't know. I feel like initial conversations, like, the point is to just create an open atmosphere. So it's like you kind of put your agenda to the side to just let that other person know, like, hey, I would love for us to like talk about this, but like, please let me know when you're ready. You know what I mean? Because then I think it's not as scary as like if you're like, I know you're talking to someone. Tell me.
Then it's like, it doesn't have to be confrontational in any way. It doesn't have to be this big ordeal. Yeah. It could just literally be you could be driving together and you could just be like, hey, I feel like you're dating. I just want you to know that that's totally fine. And I'd rather you be open and tell me about it instead of hide it from me.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
And he'll hear you. I guarantee you he's not going to like ignore it.
Yeah. Or if he's defensive, what's our favorite advice to give? Write a letter.
We love letters.
We love letters.
So that's another option too. That was my story. Thank you so much, Sophia, for being open and honest with us and sharing this with us. I guarantee you so many of our listeners are in similar situations, so I'm sure it helps them feel a little more comfortable in knowing that they're not alone. And that means a lot. So thank you for being open and sharing with us.
Yes. Good luck, girl. You got this.
And if you feel like it, we'd love an update.
Yes.
So let us know if you end up talking with him, what you end up saying, how he takes it, if he has a girlfriend or if it really is just his friend. I don't know. Yeah. Like, let us know. We'd love to know. So thank you.
This was a great episode.
This was a good episode.
Yeah.
I really liked all the stories. The two stories we had today.
The two stories, yeah. So I was super excited about an email.
Uh-oh.
Because people are getting me now and my love of dad jokes.
They really are.
So Clara said, she sent an email and just said, Taryn, I have dad jokes, ..
Bless.
So she's going to end the episode for us tonight. Oh,
thank you. Clara is her name?
Clara, yes. I love that name, Clara.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She said, first, you two ladies have an incredible podcast. And if you ever come out with merch, I'd be so happy.
Oh,
the people want it.
You guys are hyping us up too much.
The people want it.
We're honestly thriving because of it. Yes. We're living off of it.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, we are. She said, I thought you could use a few extra jokes for the end of the episode just in case you run out. Hee hee. So you know what? I'm going to read a couple and then I'm going to save some for like if we need emergency.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, one's a knock-knock joke. So you have to participate. Oh my God,
knock-knock. Okay.
Okay, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Smell my poo.
Smell
my poo.
Ew.
Ew, you want me to smell your poo?
Ew.
I'm dying because that's like perfect for Ashley because
so
she
gross.
Hates it.
Clara
hates it.
She did that on purpose.
Okay, ready?
I'm just kidding. I know you
And this one is for you too.
Okay.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
I don't know what.
Anna 1,
Anna 2. That's good. That's a good one. I like
These
that one
are
a lot.
Great.
Oh my God, my mom would love that. I have to send that to her.
Well, you know she's listening right now.
Oh, 100. Mom, that was a good one, right? That was a good one.
She's so cute.
She 100% is listening.
Clara, thank you so much. I'm going to save the others in my back pocket. And that's all we got for you guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have stories that you would like to share with us that you have, you know, I know. That you've been thinking about writing us. I know that every time you listen, you're like, oh, I guess I could share this, but then you hesitate, and then you kind of like, oh, I'll do that later, and then you just forget about it. I'm calling you out. I know you have those stories.
Yes.
Send them to us now. Go to
adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Send them over to us. Give us all the details. We love them. It's so much fun. They could be embarrassing. They could be serious. It doesn't matter. We'd love to hear them. And I know our listeners would love to hear them too.
Oh my gosh, yes. Also, you know, if you would like to, we would love for you to be a part of our UA fam. And
yeah, join
where
the fam.
We interact the most is in Insta.
We really are very active
on Instagram. Yeah.
Everything else, we're good at.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
We have a YouTube channel. So.
We have a Facebook.
Yeah.
But Instagram is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
And we give you all of our video proofs on Instagram. And we have a good time there. So please follow us there as well. And that's all I have to say. Oh, that's so convenient. Listen to the episode.
What do you know? Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a happy Monday. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.